Kerry Topperwain's joining us. Kerry's from Ngāti Awa, Ngāti Porou, and set up a charity some years ago to support whānau who have a child with cancer, and now have been awarded a community research grant from the Health Research Council to explore Māori perspectives on bone marrow donation. Kerry and her tāne established the Dream Chaser Foundation following the death of their son, Chase, who was just three when he died 12 years ago after being diagnosed with acute myeloid leukemia, which is an aggressive type of cancer of the blood and bone marrow. And Kerry's with us for a kōrero about that register today. It's a tuhine, kia ora. Thanks for your time, Kerry. Tēnā koe.
Oh, morena, Dale.
Interestingly, I just had a kōrero with Mahara Hooper, who was talking about the same situation. You might know Mahara.
Yes. I've heard of their plea to the public for to help to support their son.
Tēnā koe. Well, this is another opportunity, but in the same space slightly. Can you talk with us about this research and how you intend exploring Māori perspectives on bone marrow donation, Kerry?
Sure. I'd just like to say, firstly, thank you for the opportunity to talk about this kaupapa, because unless you're living and breathing it, it often stays to the periphery of our health issues. But it also reflects, sadly, the statistics of Māori health outcomes. And for the most part, our little ones, our tamariki, are having trouble finding the life-saving bone marrow match that they need because not enough Māori and Pacifica know about the kaupapa, know enough about the process. So my research is about talking with whānau, bringing up the kaupapa, talking to people about what bone marrow is and how there's lots of children and adults all around the world that require a bone marrow match to give them the best chance of survival against a range of blood disorders, one of those ones being leukemia, which is what our son had, and we knew straight off the bat that he would need to find a bone marrow match because leukemia is a blood cancer, and so therefore, unlike a tumour, it's everywhere because our blood is everywhere, and so we didn't know at the time just how difficult it would be to find a match for our son. We knew that there were millions on the bone marrow registry, international bone marrow registry. At the time, there was about 16 million. And so we thought, oh, those odds are looking pretty good. But unfortunately, the more we learned about it, we realised that our odds were significantly lower compared to non-Māori. And that's because there are some certain genetic markers that need to be aligned in order for a bone marrow match to be found. And at that time, there was only about 8,000 Māori and Pacifica on the registry. So our pool of potential matches went from 22 million down to 8,000. So that was very confronting. And we still thought, oh, well, you know, hopefully we'd find a match, but sadly we didn't. And we are not unique in that situation. And just as you mentioned, many whānau are going through that desperate struggle once they find out that there's no match for their child and that they need to turn to the public to try and get some awareness on this kaupapa.
Which is what you're doing, and thank you. And the research will look into some of the reasons why there's this hesitancy to put our names forward onto the bone marrow register. Do you think that there are cultural issues at play here, and what are you hoping that your research will unravel and uncover?
Yeah, I think there's a few influencing factors, and cultural considerations are certainly one of them. Another one is just that we don't know about the kaupapa, and so, you know, I guess attacking it from all angles that I can find is my strategy here, because if I can get some time in front of whānau and talk about it, and put it in the context of familiar terms. You know, at the heart of it is whānau, whakapapa, manaaki, the ultimate koha, which is a phrase that is commonly associated with bone marrow, because that's what it is. It's giving people a shot at life. And it's also, you know, there's unlike red blood donation, which goes to anyone who's got the same blood type, Bone marrow is a little bit different because it relies on those genetic markers. So it's kind of an interesting platform in which to broach the subject, because we can apply the lens of whakapapa to this conversation. So, you know, as distant as it may be, if you're found to be a match with someone, somewhere along the line, it may be very distant, but somewhere in the line, your genetic makeup has overlaps, and so you have an intimate connection with your recipient. So it adds another interesting layer, and when you apply that through the lens of, you know, Māori-led solutions, which, you know, is a commonly coined term, you know, by Māori for Māori. This is a literal example of how we can only turn to ourselves as Māori to provide that ultimate life-giving koha to somebody else.
Well, I'm as guilty as anyone else. You know, I'm not on the register, or I'm conscious of it. And I haven't really got any answers for you as to why I'm sort of sitting back or on the fence, Kitty, but perhaps there are many like me as well, and maybe conversations like the one we're having, the one we had earlier with Mahara, the kōrero that Peel and Deb have been sharing about leukemia with our wider Māori whānau, perhaps in time it will stick. Certainly the getting onto the register is pretty straightforward. Mahara was saying it's at this stage just a swab inside your mouth to get onto the register. Perhaps people are nervous about if they were found to have a match, what then? But you've got a community research grant from HRC. What did you tunnel for, and what's the shape of that research that you'll undertake going forward?
So if I can just quickly take the opportunity to talk about the process. I think that's another key thing, is that people are a little bit unsure. When we think about bone marrow, we often think of solid bone mass, but actually bone marrow is liquid, a liquid form. It lives within our bloodstream. So the process of actually donating it is often a lot, is very similar to donating blood. You know, we're awake, and it's taken from our arm just as red blood is. So it's not necessarily as scary as we think. There's no kind of, you're knocked out and it's a big surgical operation. So there's some unlearning, I guess, that I probably need to focus on, and making sure that whānau actually understand how simple it is for A, to get on the bone marrow registry, and B, if you are called up to be a match, that process isn't as daunting as we often believe. And I think that's because medical advances have come a long way. And so it's not like back in the day where it was big surgical operation. But again, my research is a platform to explore the practicalities, you know, the logistics of it, and like I said, looking at the spiritual side, turning to our stories of origin to understand why it is so important for us to look within and understand our ability to give that opportunity for our children to live, because if we don't, it's an abrupt end to our whakapapa. It's confronting. We need to reduce these health inequities, and it's a really, really simple way to do it.
Well, I feel for you too, acknowledging the loss of your beautiful son, Chase, all those years ago, but many whānau would have just sort of taken that on the chin. You haven't. You've set up a charity in his name and continued to try and assist others who have this aggressive form of cancer. We can help. If you're listening today, you can help. This is not a kōrero to somebody else. This is actually a kōrero to you. Have you got it in you to find out, you know, your bone marrow type and be on the register? To be honest, sis, I thought it was, huge, great suction-type needles that they get into your bone to extract the bone marrow from the middle. But, I mean, I'm old, and this is perhaps how it used to be done. You say it's nothing like that anymore.
Yeah, like I said, that's a memory or a perception that is widely held now. And so You know, we sat bedside with a young fellow who joined because of one of our bone marrow drives. He wasn't expecting to be called to be a match, but he was. He was found to be a match for a little girl in somewhere in the Pacific. So he kind of you know, took up that challenge to provide her with something that he knew wouldn't cost him anything other than a bit of time, but it would give her a chance at life. And so we sat bedside and chatted away as he was in the process of donating his bone marrow. So he just had to sit in a bed. We had some laughs and distracted him. And then a few hours later, up he got and he went for a feed. And so we stay in contact with him because his experience is really important for us, you know, to help spread this message that it's not as scary as we think. It's really easy. It only takes a couple of hours out of your life. Doesn't cost anything. Our body, if we are donating bone marrow, recovers really quickly. We can go back to work like the next day. It's no big drama. And so that's what my research will be trying to focus on, is dispelling some of the myths and uncertainty about the process, and hopefully encouraging more people to join. And you know, it takes lots of different voices to get that message across. So, you know, I'll be turning to the wisdom and mātauranga that our kaumātua hold, and making sure that our whānau feels safe to have these conversations, and just providing a safe environment, because, you know, we're literally talking about our bodies, our identity, our connection to each other, our whānau, and these are all really big topics to talk about.
And they're very important topics. Thank you for speaking of it in the way that you have. There's nothing to fear about getting on the register, or if you have the life-saving juice on the inside, then there's nothing to fear either about the process to take that bone marrow and to share it with those who desperately need it. Kitty Topoin from Ngāti Awa, Ngāti Porou, joining us there from the Dream Chaser Foundation, a Chase Topoin charity. Great to talk with you. Thank you so much for sharing some time with us on the program today, and all the best going forward, Kitty.
Kia ora, Dale. Thank you very much for the opportunity.
Tēnā koe.